Continue our prayer focus on education. Today it's students and staff in colleges. College age students have the highest rate of suicide. It's often during this time that they question their faith, their future, their purpose, and their relationships. Many begin working and have to learn how to balance education and their job. It's no wonder they struggle mentally. So many questions nag them about their life, about their purpose in it. What about their destiny? Will they get married or not? Will they get a job they like or just get by? And where do they fit in? Will you join us in praying for them during this ever-changing season of their lives? We're going to be using a prayer guide written by an organization called City by City, and the prayer was written by Karen Harden. Father, we pray for the generation in college, these younger kids, students, especially those enrolled in educational facilities where they are being indoctrinated with lies by those who have embraced the globalist agenda. We pray for their impressionable minds and hearts. Protect them, Lord. We pray that you would open their minds to truth and that the spirit within them would cause them to question the lies and have courage to stand for righteousness. Help them to know the truth from a lie. We pray for teachers who remain strong and willing to speak up and speak out in schools. Protect them, Lord, and renew their courage. We know historically how dictators have used young people to become agents of their evil bidding. We see how they use TikTok, indie news, video games, Instagram, and other online sources to circumvent truth and promote their propaganda. They play upon their desire to make the world a better place and tell them how to become a social justice warrior and protect the environment. The result, however, becomes the army that's helping to facilitate the destruction of our environment, food, water sources, and most importantly, our freedom. We declare that the mouths of liars will be stopped. Father, we pray, open their eyes. We ask that you would raise up some of their own to speak truth. Raise up leaders that can speak in a language they will hear. Turn their hearts back to you. May they let go of pride and offense that's taken root in their hearts against the church, against parents, against the older generation, which has been planted intentionally by the deceiver to destroy families, their future, and which has veiled their eyes. Father, you said you would contend with those who contend with us and you would save our children. We ask that you would circumcise their hearts to love you, Lord our God, with all their heart and soul in order that they may live. We pray discretion will preserve them and understanding would keep them. We ask you would instruct them and teach them in the way that they should go and guide them with your eye upon them, that those who err in mind will know the truth and those who criticize will accept instruction. We pray for our young people, these college students, that they would choose the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Help them to forgive where the church has failed and made mistakes. Help them tear down the walls of unforgiveness and pride that will take them down deceptive roads. Break their hearts for what breaks yours. May your word be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. We pray they have common sense, which is no longer common, but comes from wisdom, which comes from the fear of the Lord. Raise up those who will stand strong and courageous as beacons of light and truth to their peers, schools, workplaces, community. Help them to know they are not alone. We pray for the staff as well, that they too will speak up and speak the truth. Where lies have infiltrated their hearts, causing gender confusion or lack of identity, help them to know who they are in you. May they recognize their career with the unique call of God on their life, and they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Heal their hearts from the wounds that have been inflicted, intentionally or unintentionally, by parents, siblings, teachers, friends, and help them to see themselves as you do. Uproot the lies of the enemy that has made them feel worthless. May those words and thoughts be uprooted from their minds and cast into the sea. We bind and cast out the spirit of depression and suicidal thoughts that have been working to steal, kill, and destroy them. We speak life to them that they will know who they are in you. We speak healing to their hearts and minds and pray that they would hunger and thirst after righteousness and that you would fill them with the knowledge of you. We declare that these college students will walk in the ways of the Lord and fulfill the call of God in their lives to walk in the true identity and destiny, that their lives will not be stolen by addictions, perversions, lies, witchcraft, confusion, or any other destructive force, but that they will be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. Where in the past the enemy has used young people and college students and deceived them to implement his plans, we declare, not this time. Our college people are wising up and looking up, keeping their eyes on you, the author and finisher of their faith.